I look at it, the Pekka-Rinne thing is clearly the big storyline. And the way I've kind of dealt with it and thought about it over the last couple of days is he's kind of like a batter, in, like a hitter in baseball that's been hitting 400 through the month of April. And, you know, you just know those numbers are going to come crashing down and it's going to be a massive slump that turns his numbers back to what they probably should be. And that's kind of what happened here with Pekka-Rinne. We know he's not an elite goaltender in the National Hockey League anymore. And if you hadn't figured that out, then you haven't been paying attention all that much. He was average this year, you know, and maybe even slightly above average. But the playoff that he was having was absolutely unbelievable. So yes, I do believe that it's just kind of numbers coming back to the norm and everything cratered to the point where Pekka-Rinne looks like the big goat for the Nashville Predators. The question is, and Peter Laviolette hasn't tipped his hand just yet, I imagine he will go back to Pekka-Rinne, but is it the right move to go back to Pekka-Rinne?
I think it's really the only move, unless there's an injury he's been dealing with that, mm-hmm. you know, he was hiding from the staff or something. I don't see how you can't, you know, back on home ice and everything. It is unfortunate. He was playing the best hockey of his career, no doubt.
Best playoff hockey of his career, yeah, right? Certainly.
But if you just check his career numbers, and Nashville doesn't play Pittsburgh too often in the regular season, but statistically, Pekka-Rinne has performed worse against the Pittsburgh Penguins than any other NHL team. He only had one career win against them. He only has one career win against them, regular season or postseason. And I believe that win, he came in relief of a teammate. His save percentage prior to this playoffs against the Penguins was like .880 or worse. No, you know, he historically has struggled against this team, whether it, you know, at home and on the road. But unless he's hurt, unless he has completely lost confidence and feels comfortable telling his coach, I don't have it. I don't know what's going on.
Which there's no player's going
no,
to do.
No one's going to do that, or you're going to lose a lot of respect going forward unless you're dealing with like an injury or an illness or something. That's not going to happen. So it would be insane to me. It would be really, really surprising if we don't see him in the crease at puck drop.
Yeah, agree. The other goalie storyline this spring, of course, had to do with Pittsburgh, the other team in the final, and after losing game 3 to Ottawa, we wondered about whether Fleury would come out despite the fact that, you know, he was playing great largely as Mikey referenced. He stole them a couple games early on in the playoffs, obviously has a long body of work, including a Stanley Cup. But, you know, when you've got a Stanley Cup winner sitting on the bench from 12 months ago and a guy who's performed so well, you know, it's an easier choice. And from the moment he went, as soon as Murray went in the net, before they even took a shot, I was like, okay, yeah, you know what? This just looks right. Like, this is the right move. UC Saros just isn't Matt Murray. And I know he's got, you know, some decent numbers. I just think it's a tough move to throw a guy in who hasn't started a hockey game in basically 2 months. It's a tough move. I mean, as you said, Dan, Pekka-Rinne, for anyone who's been paying close attention, knows the last couple of years he hasn't been in that upper tier of goalies. And forget just the final. If you just kind of break it, the playoffs in half between the first two series and the last 8 games, he's a .900 goalie. So
he looks human.
Against Anaheim.
Yeah. Well,
he was great the last game when they closed it out. But 6 against Anaheim, 2 against Pittsburgh. It has not been great, but it's the only move. I cannot see a world in which you say, I'm going to throw UC Saros in there. You just hope that with an up and down goalie, you've seen the down and hopefully the up is still coming. And he is capable of that. I mean, he's still, you need a flash. You don't need 3 months of top level goaltending. You know, you're hoping that in the next 10 days, he can get it back together. Easiest guy to root for in hockey too. Like such a quality human. That there's definitely part of me that, you know, he's before Shea Weber was traded. I mean, he was probably just one notch below Weber on the Nashville Mount Rushmore,
he still is.
Right? He really is. He's the guy. Now he's been there so long. Mm-hmm. They've all been dying for this opportunity for so long. You just hate to see, you know, when it comes, him not being able to be who he wants to be. So hopefully for his sake, even if Nashville doesn't win,
yeah,
hopefully he gets back to playing the way he has for the majority of his career.
I just imagine the only way Laviolette can make that move is if he has a feel, you know, he has his finger on the pulse of that room and they've just lost confidence in Rene or
Mike Fisher and the other yeah. captains, assistants come to you and go, look, boss, I just don't think it's there.
Yeah. And maybe they feel like Pekka doesn't have it and he's rattled and just can't get it back. That's the only way you make that move. There's no other explanation, at least in my eyes, because Pekka, you dance with the girl that brought you or whatever, all those cliches.
Someone tweeted, sorry for forgetting who you are, that in 2010 when Philly was playing Chicago and Laviolette was coaching the Flyers and Philly was basically... You know,
he went to seven different goalies.
But in the final, he always hinted at, or there was always like, will he, won't he change? But it was Mike Layton the whole way through, for right or wrong. So if you're sticking with Layton, I guess you're sticking with Pekka Rinne.
I think it might be a case too where Laviolette's just trying to take some pressure off of Rinne. Just putting the spotlight more on him. Like, this is my decision. Ask me the questions rather than focusing.
Right.
You know, maybe it's a little bit of that too.